It's 1938 in Los Angeles. America's first freeway is about to be built. Throw in a demon, a saint, and a Mexican-American family, and you have some of the many elements of the TV show Penny Dreadful, City of Angels, which premieres tonight on Showtime. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco tells us about it.
This Penny Dreadful series is a real mashup, a murder mystery, a supernatural drama, and a somewhat fictionalized history of L.A. Its lead characters are Tiago Vega, a Mexican-American rookie detective, and his OG Jewish partner, played by Nathan Lane. There's also a charismatic radio evangelist, a crooked city councilman, zoot-suited pachucos, oh, and Nazis in L.A.
Look, our show is set in 1938. It is about 2020. You know, because the sort of ideas that were in the air now are parallels to what was happening then.
John Logan is the show's creator, writer, and executive producer. We met him on the set of Penny Dreadful before COVID-19. At that time, Logan said he wanted his show to depict Los Angeles terrorized by the monsters of demagoguery, discrimination, and gentrification. To illustrate how the city developed, Logan pulled down a map of 1938 Los Angeles, overlaid with today's modern freeways.
And the first thing you notice are the blood red slashes that are our freeways, the 10, the 405, the 101, the 110, and how they have divided up what was once a free-flowing open city into little areas.
Logan said he wanted to show parts of L.A. rarely depicted on TV, and he did all the research himself. At Melody Ranch Studios, where many a Western movie was shot, he showed us elaborate sets. His crew had recreated a Mexican-American boulevard in downtown L.A. and an entire barrio.
This is the heart of our show, is Belvedere Heights, where the Vega family lives. Because if you look around, it feels sun-baked, it feels poor, it feels desperate, it feels real. You know, this is where the Arroyo Seco is coming. The 110 freeway right here.
Right through the middle of this whole community.
Yeah. Right through the church.
The new freeway destroying the barrio is just one of the many subplots. Logan also adds supernatural elements into the mix, as he did with the first Penny Dreadful series that featured Frankenstein and Dorian Gray in Victorian London. This time, Logan created a demon named Magda. She saunters around in different guises, whispering in people's ears to cause death and destruction. The fictional Magda has a sister who is an actual Mexican folk saint, La Santa Muerte, who carries spirits away to the afterlife. Actress Adriana Barraza plays Maria, the patriarch of the Vega family who summons La Santa Muerte for protection.
I have compassion for this character because Santa Muerte is so sad all the time. It's so clear that Magda, her sister, is the other side.
The sisters touched the lives of almost everyone on the show, including a German-American doctor who is a Nazi sympathizer. They also changed the destinies of Maria's three sons, a union organizer, a gang member, and an LAPD detective.
You are the first Chicano detective in the Los Angeles Police Department. You wear that badge proudly.
Daniel Zovato plays Tiago Vega as he investigates murders and gets romantically entangled with a suspect. He also endures the racism of his fellow cops.
But a Chicano patrolman is one thing, a detective, no one very much likes it.
The fictional drama takes liberties with history. For example, the term Chicano wasn't widely used until the late 1960s. That first freeway didn't actually bulldoze a Latino community, though subsequent freeways did. Abelardo de la Peña, communications director for the museum La Plaza de Cultura y Artes, says he appreciates the show's spotlight on LA's Latino community. But it bothers him that none of the show's writers or main actors are Mexican-American from Los Angeles.
It's not that difficult. I mean, we're here, and there's plenty of talent out there that can be tapped into.
I think that's a very absolute fair criticism.
Puerto Rican playwright Jose Rivera says he wasn't involved with the casting or hiring. He wrote one of the episodes and reviewed all 10 scripts.
To really keep elements of Latino culture that's depicted in the series to seem authentic and not, you know, voyeuristic or exotic.
Penny Dreadful, City of Angels has many real and imagined elements. With its fictional monsters, the genre-defying show offers an alternative to the real-life invisible monster currently plaguing the planet. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.